Yo, Jinx, man, we gotta find somebody that's down for hers, man. All these girls sipping, man. Who you think fit the category?
It's me, the brand new intelligent black woman, Y-O-Y-O, which is yo-yo. But I'm not to be played like I was made by Mattel. But this yo-yo was made by woman and male. I'm all about upright, uplifting the woman. Felt like art superior to handle any male, any time, any rhyme, any flow, and any show. And if you ask my producers, they'll reply, no.
What's your name, baby?
That's right, my name is Yo-Yo, but no.
Happy International Women's Day. My name is Anita B, and that right there is Yo-Yo, born in 1971 in Compton, California. She is strong. And this whole Women's Day situation, I'm very much on the fence with it. I woke up today and I was like, again, I'm like, oh, okay, half the population of the world is female. And, do we really need to celebrate half the world? And I'm just sort of getting tired of all of these, like, International Donut Day, it's International Dolphin Day, like, you know what I mean? And I'm not suggesting that women are at, on par with, dolphins or donuts, but a lot of it just is like, like you're ticking the box, like, okay, we did the Women's Day, la la. And I see a lot of sort of ingenuine kind of, like tributes to women, somewhat genuine, that I'm just kind of like, whatever. So, but the more I got to think about it, I was like, yeah, I think so. I teach history. Women in Canada didn't even get the vote until 1916, 1917 at the earliest, based on which province they were in. Or which province granted the vote, which really does blow my mind. Like, I forget, like, as a history teacher, I'm like, oh, geez, like, it really has been a short span of time since women have been given the power that we have today, which, and let's be fair, do we have all the power? No. Like, when I think about it, we're mostly on par, no doubt. In some areas we excel too. I mean, we have more power, perhaps. But think about things like this. Like, how many female baseball umps do you see? Like, really? That's crazy when you think about it. Why is the WNBA not as big as the regular NBA? Like, things like that. We're making strides for sure, but we're still not there. And oftentimes, like, I myself, who played on an all-male baseball team, I, in order to get through it, I would be, like, sort of sometimes, like, being very Pollyanna-ish and just, like, sort of glossing over some subtle misogynistic things, because I really love playing baseball. But then, definitely I myself have experienced misogyny playing that sport, no doubt. And it's frustrating. And so anyways, I'm not here to politicize anything really at all. I'm just here. I wasn't quite sure my angle when I was doing the show. I was like, am I going to just like, is this going to be like a who are the best female musicians, etc.? I think I'm just going to have fun with it and drop whatever facts I know about some of these artists that really inspire me. So that, for example, is Yo-Yo. And let's talk about Yo-Yo. And that's how my show is. I'm just going to play all female music. My name's Anita B, in case you're not sure what you're listening to. My show here is called Sam Squinch's Hideaway. I'm at CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, and I'm here every second Wednesday from 6:30 until 8. So back to Yo-Yo. I remember her back in the day, like when I was getting into hip-hop, right? She's a strong woman, and she always held her head up. And back in the 80s, she was doing her thing. And she was born in 1971, which meant she was a teenager. And we're going to get into Shaw Rock soon. I'm going to play some stuff from her as well. And this whole show is not going to be hip-hop. It's just going to be women, again, women music, female music that I like. And so to be fighting the misogyny in the rap scene, can you even imagine hip hop in the 80s, especially in the early days when everything, when we all were just bitches and hoes to these guys, like that was it pretty much. And often still today. And for her to be strong. And that song we heard is with Ice Cube, and it is called You Can't Play With My Yo-Yo. And you can find that on her album, Make Way for the Motherlode. And of course, yeah, like I said, with Ice Cube. But some of the lyrics, such as It's Me, the Brand New Intelligent Black Woman, Yo-Yo, which is Yo-Yo, but I'm not to be played like I was made by Mattel. I rhyme about uprights, uplift in the woman, for that are superior to handle by any male. So she really was battling these guys. And she has a pretty cool legacy behind her, really. She advocates female empowerment. She is a protege of Ice Cube. And she's, I did not know this. She was in the movie Boys in the Hood, which is pretty dope. And she dated Tupac Shakur. I did not know that also, which is kind of crazy. And as somebody who's actually owns a house in Detroit and went to school in Detroit and is from like across River Windsor, she became engaged to DeAndre Windham, who's the former mayor of Highland Park, which is crazy, Michigan, which is actually a suburb of Detroit, which is actually enclosed by the city. It's a weird story how that developed. I read a book on Detroit. So I did not know that. They married in 2013, but then divorced in 5 years later. And there you go. So she's crazy positive, and she's released 4 albums. That, of course, Make Way for the Motherlode, 1991. All right, what did I say I was going to play next? Yeah, speaking of female strong rappers, let's go to, what do I have here next? Oh, yeah, the Funky 4+1. That's the joint. Okay, so we are going to be listening to Sharrock. Sharrock, she's awesome. So I'm just going to play the song, and then I'll come back and talk about it, I think. I'm going to try to find us a good version here. Let's see, search. That's Sharrock. I had it on another player, but that's the joint. This is such a good song. I've actually played it in the past. That's the joint. This is Funky 4+1. So she's a member of this crew, if that makes sense. And you'll hear her. Okay, here we are. Good. Okay. So the station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Happy International Women's Day. This is Funky 4+1. I think. Is it not working? Oh. I hit the wrong channel. Let me try this again. The mistakes I make continually. It's okay. Let's try again. Here we go. It's a long one.
If you're ready for this,
say you're ready for this.
If you're ready for this,
say you're ready for this.
Are you ready for this? We're ready for this. Are you ready for this?
We're ready for this.
What we just can't miss.
We just can't miss.
What we just can't miss.
With a beat like this.
It's the joint. We're gonna prove to the world that we're for real. We're gonna prove to everybody we know the real deal. We got golden voices and hearts of steel. Because the 5 MCs, we got to be real. We wanna hear the party people yell Sugar Hill. So what's the deal?
Sugar Hill.
So what's the deal?
Sugar Hill.
Ooh.
That's the joint.
Now these words we said we want y'all to hear.
We're gonna make a lot of sense.
We're gonna make it clear.
We're gonna rock this place.
We're gonna
use some class.
We're gonna do our best.
We're gonna make it last.
We got Brahms on our minds.
We got rocking in the heart.
And now the things we do, you can call it art.
We're back.
We're sick.
We're doing it hip. We're gonna rock this record.
And don't you forget.
That's the joint.
The party people in the place
got a whole lot of soul.
So when we're on the mic, y'all shocking the house.
And when we all get together, we can turn it out. Now we're in the house, as you can plainly see. Everybody say, get funky, and make money, and you don't stop. Give it to us now.
Funk it up, funk it up. Get funky.
Let's go.
For the ones go weak, the strong, and I can do it for the
I'm listed on the column that's classified. I could be a nurse and I'm qualified to talk about respect. I won't neglect. My strategy is for you to see, so don't turn away by what I say, cause I'm on, I'm bad when I'm talking to you. Therefore, fly brothers who could do it too. The party people in the place is just for you. So get down, get on down. I'm the plus one more and I'm throwing down.
She's the best female in this here town.
And everybody know that I'm Goldie Brown. And you know
she's a joint.
I'm a fully young lady with 95 styles. I'm the kind of MC to make women jet fly. I'm jazz to jet with the most finesse. I'm down with the father. Rock the mic the best. Cause I move with groove and not 2 weeks cool. Now rockin' you with you, I'm sure to prove. Cause I want a young lady with a lot of finesse. And she's got to be on.
Cause she's jazz to jazz.
And it's just the kind of woman I want to be mine. You know,
he's the joint.
Come on, do it. To the funky sound. Get funky. Get funky. With the funky 4+1.
You say I am bad and that you can bet. I have a quality for you and me. And to all the young ladies, this is what it be.
Say his name is Keith Keith.
As my rhymes go down to all the young ladies, just gather around. With the rhymes I possess, the words I protest, and I can put together, I can call it finesse. Now listen up, ladies, and listen up good. I'm gonna rock on the mic like I know I could.
Like I know we should.
And like I know I would.
He's Keith Keith.
I rock the house.
He's Keith Keith.
I rock, shock, rock, turn it on. And you know that.
And he got
the finesse to be.
In the place you got to keep on. If you like the beat and you want some more, scream it out and say funky four,
funky four,
plus one more,
and plus one more.
Now you don't stop. You said the beat goes on.
It's high power stuff.
We won't stop rocking till you all get enough.
Other.
Ooh ah, ooh ooh
ah,
ooh ah, and don't stop.
Hit it.
That's the joint.
We have an obligation that we must fulfill.
Like 357, we're out to kill.
We're like Machine Gun Kelly and Bonnie and Clyde.
We're in shock.
cause we know someday we get the big pay all and rock the house and turn it out. Sylvia in the house and Sheila Pearl rock the house and Blondie rock the house and Master G rock the house and Big Bang rock the house and wherever you are rock the house. Timberman want the mic rock the house wherever you are rock the house. Timberman cowboy the real McCoy rock the house turn it out. Timberman Melly Mel rock the house wherever you are. To my mellow Raheem in all the ladies' dreams. Rock the house with a gangster lean. Sugar Hill. Get the point. Get the point.
Love you, Michigan.
That was Mao here on International Women's Day. Mao out of Vancouver, of all places. Yes, folks, three of them. The famous one there, of course, being Nico Case, who's gone on. She got her start, her musical start, in the local three-piece band. And you had Toby as well as Cece. And I was a huge fan of Mao. We're probably about the same age. That was when I started playing an instrument. And let's be real here. Myself, I was in an all-girl band, and we had some success. And female bands were completely what influenced me. That's what I wanted to do. So bands like Mao, I was like, oh, I want to be Mao, or Cub, or Jail. And I'll be playing some of these bands. And today's show, if you haven't noticed, is all about sort of pioneering women in music, whether it's hip hop or indie rock, punk rock, whatever it is. It's just stuff I like. And we need to not forget that women have a lot of power, if that makes sense. So that's from the Unforgiving Sounds of Mao, put out by Mint Records in 1996. Those guys, just so dope. Love them. And fun girls, nice girls. Before that, speaking of a three-piece female band from British Columbia, we've got the Dish Rags. We heard I Don't Love You. You can get that on their, it was a compilation called Vancouver Compilation. Now, they were out of Victoria, and they were big, the Dish Rags, in like the late 70s. So they were pioneering in that aspect, the whole punk rock scene. They were influenced by the Ramones, and they had some success. And kudos to you girls. The time is 7:01, and I'm here until 8. My show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, runs every second Wednesday from 6:30 till 8. My name's Anita B. Anyways, I'm just like tired. I've just been busy. I work full time, day job, and then I also work a couple nights a week up at Cypress, which is great. And none of this is a complaint. It's just been a lot. So I worked last night. I'm here tonight, busy tomorrow night, and then I'm back at Cypress Friday night. But the beautiful thing is getting the honor, really, to work in such a beautiful environment, because I ski, and so when I get up there, I sometimes get the opportunity to do a few laps or just get up there and go. Like, I've been skiing so much lately. It's great. And the snow up there is just like fabulous. It's so good. Last night, mind you, it was getting a little crispy. I was out later in the night, so the temps had cooled, of course. But we've gotten such a dump of snow. It's crazy. And it's very unusual for the West Coast to get so much powder, unreal. So anyways, that's my ski report. Oh, maybe I'll do some weather as well soon. That's how my show likes to go. That's the deal. Okay, what do we got next? We got something from the band Bully. Now, these guys are, I should know where they're from. I'm going to say some, I don't really know that much about Bully. I'm going to say somewhere in middle America. Bully band, fronted by, what is her name, Alicia Bagnano. So it's a solo project. So all the guys that are in her band are really her players, if you know what I'm saying. Did I say somewhere in Central America? Central America. No, Central America, the United States of America. And I am correct. Tennessee. I knew it was someplace, because I do teach geography and I'm pretty good spatially. I'm very good spatially. I love it. I love maps. And so I was like picturing Tennessee, and that's where she's from. Now, they became a band in 2013, and we're going to play a song that just really, when I first time I heard it, I was like hooked. They released a record on Sub Pop. And we're going to hear, where is it here? Let's see. What song do we got here? Bully. What do I got? What do I have for us? Do I have it prepped? Not really. Where to start? Where to start's a good one. Where to start? Yeah, that's what I want to play. Where to Start. It's a very awesome tune. And the video is very good too, if you get a chance to see it. So this you can find off the album. What's the name of the album? I don't know. I don't know. Okay, where to start? I guess looking up the name of the album. But it was released, 2020. This is not the song I wanted to play, but I love the song. Actually, we're going to listen to Where to Start. Okay. And then we've got a whole bunch more female music coming up, including Slater Kinney. What else do I have? Roxanne Shante, who is like my favorite on Rock the Bells radio. I could listen to Roxanne Shante like 24/7. She herself, we're going to get into her as well. She's considered the queen of rap as a pioneer of hip hop as well. So I'm playing a lot of that stuff. What else we got? We got a little Lush. I've got that all worked out. We're going to listen to a little Luscious Jackson. Speaking of Lush. Oh, you know, maybe some Hole, some X-Hex, some Jail. Yeah. Okay. All right. Here we go. Let's listen to Bully with Where to Start on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
are the elements, the earth and sky are my best friends. Water is the evidence that washes me from end to end. With my naked eyes. Choice I tried to make, it's not a thought I couldn't take. Something told me it was time to give you yours and leave me mine. My vision started to be clear. I watched the sunlight coming near. A new day, I knew the night. I knew I could regain my sight. And it feels alright. And it feels alright.
Right, that right there is the it's pretty much the female version of the Beastie Boys. No, I joke. I'm not. That's what they've been referred to. Luscious Jackson is who I'm talking about. So Luscious Jackson, friends with the Beastie Boys, of course. They went to all the same clubs. I think one of them went to grade school with, like, you know, Adam Horovitz, aka King Ad-Rock. And they're in that whole scene in New York, Manhattan, and kids. And they decided that they, girls, four of them, Luscious Jackson, were going to put together a band in, like, the 90s. And they blew me away. At that time in the 90s, myself, I was like, wow, girls can do it. Like, And that gave me the impetus. Like, these are the people that inspired me to play music. This is basically what my show is. This is International Women's Day, if you weren't sure. My whole show is just a focus on female music. That's it. It's nothing really too deep or not too shallow. And that's what the show is about. So every song you're going to hear is going to be either an all-girl band or a mostly all-girl band, like female-led, you know, act, whatever it is. And I'm happy to do that because I was in all-girl band, and it's true. The 90s, that was really, especially the 80s. Let's go back and let's talk about artists like Roxanne Shanté, where I'm going to be playing next in a minute. But let's check out the weather. This is what we've got going on right now. The local weather here in Vancouver currently is, okay, I got it right here, 7 degrees. 7 degrees here. I'm located at UBC currently. This is where CITR is out of. 7 degrees Celsius, light rain. That's what's happening now. Now, tomorrow is Thursday, and that is a high of 9 degrees with a mix of sun and clouds. Friday, oh, it looks like we could get a little snow. Mixed precipitation with a high of 6. And we hit the weekend. Saturday, Sunday, highs of 6 and 8 with rain to light rain. So as, you know, somebody likes to hit the slopes, this looks good. And let's head on over. So that's our city forecast. And by the way, the song we just heard was City Song by Luscious Jackson. Let's take a look at what's happening in the mountains. Yes, let's do it. So I like to pick Cypress because I'm selfish. So I will tell you the Cypress snow forecast. First of all, the overnight lows. First of all, there's a huge, massive snow bank or snow accumulation. It's awesome. The base is crazy thick, which is great. It kind of hasn't stopped snowing up there. Whiteout conditions some nights, like just excessive amounts, which is fabulous. Now, when that happens, what you want, it's not rocket science. It's science, but it's not that difficult. You want the temperatures to stay below zero. You do not want it to thaw and then freeze. That is the worst. What do you get? Ice. So I'm looking at nobody likes ice. I hate ice. And so the temperatures here overnight, it looks like the highest it's going to go in the next like four, actually all the way into Monday, is predicted to go no higher than zero, but otherwise mostly like -1, -4, -2. That's good. That's good. Let's keep those temperatures cold. and then, cause you don't want to wake up to, well, yeah, there you go. It's okay. Then when it comes to the high temperatures as well, you want the high temperatures to hopefully not. Yeah. So it's perfect. It's perfect. The highest temperature there is zero. So hopefully, fingers crossed, the snow will remain nice. Nice snow. I don't like that. I don't like that crunchy, yucky snow. But as somebody who's still developing, it's only my third season doing what I do, which is skiing. I have to... It's exposure, no pun intended, exposure outdoors. No, but it's exposure to ice. And I just have to keep, if it's icy, go with it, right? Don't fear that ice. Okay, enough about my skiing. Nobody cares. Okay, let's continue. What do we hear? Luscious Jackson, Bully. Oh, now we got a little Roxanne Shanté. So she's got her own show on Sirius XM on Rock the Bells Radio. With LL Cool J, which is, you know, LL Cool J's station, which is mostly just like old school hip hop, right? And she is the best host by far. She's so funny. She keeps it real all the time. She's maybe the funniest person ever. She's born in 1970. She's my year sister. So I can't believe some of these artists I played are like the same age as me because they were doing their thing at 14. So she got her start. Check this out. It was like so crazy. She did her first song. She was a member of something called the Juice Crew. And so there was that B-side. Remember that song, Roxanne, Roxanne? I do. And so it was about a girl who would not respond to, you know, guys hitting on her. And so she then wrote a rebuttal song, like rap, to UTFO. That's the single. That's who the song was by. Posing as Roxanne. Isn't that crazy? So then she writes a song, again, responding to that song, which then starts what is known as like the Roxanne Wars, I believe. So the Roxanne Wars, exactly. The Roxanne Wars, I'm just going to read this right here, is a well-known series of hip-hop rivalries during the mid-80s. There were two Roxannes in question, the real Roxanne, Roxanne Shante, whose real name, fun fact, guys, is not Roxanne. It's Lolita Shante Gooden. She's born in Queens. But anyways, they went back and forth, and you had like battle tracks, diss tracks. It was pretty crazy. She was 14. And I've been listening to some of her like raps. She is so talented. And that was that very, very early rap where it was just like she barely took a breath and she would spout out like 500 words over like 5 minutes. 500, probably like 1,000 words. In utter perfect delivery. It's hard to believe. So anyways, I'm going to stop talking. I think about her. Just know that she's incredibly intelligent. And ooh, this is exciting. Again, it's my latest obsession, Roxanne Shante. There is actually, I did not know this, a biopic film about Roxanne. I can't believe that. And it was shown at the 2017 Sundance Film Festival. And it's about her. It was about like Roxanne Shante. And it starred her as well. And it was, check this out, co-produced by, of all people, Forest Whitaker and Pharrell Williams. Unbelievable. Anyways, I got to watch that. So I got to try to find that out someplace. She was referred to as the queen of rap. So there we go. Happy International Women's Day to all of us, especially these guys, right? These pioneers. Alrighty, I'm going to stop my talking and let's get to the rocking. We're going to hear the song Have a Nice Day. All right. Yes, we will. There we go. The station, of course, is CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And I'm with us all until 8 o'clock tonight.
But it was worth the wait because it gets- sitting in the corner looking rather uptight. So I say hello and I try to be nice, but I see he's feeling itchy, trying to play us off each other. Girls, girls, please don't fight.
You get the picture.
Hey, you, the muscles and the long hair, telling me that women are superior to men. Most guys just don't appreciate this. You just try convincing me you're better than them. So he talks for hours about a sensitive soul, and his favorite subject is sex. I don't even think he really wanted it, but Christ, this guy's too much.
I wanna tell him
I'm as human as the next girl. I lack a bit of flattery, but I don't need your practice lines, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something more. When it comes to men like you, I know the score. I've heard it all.
Here comes the next one.
Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac, but I wouldn't bite. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight. Oh God, the boy had such an ego. He liked to talk about himself all day and all night. You think you're such a lady killer, but you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me, he's just nice to himself. He's watching his reflection. I'm a 5 foot mirror for adoring himself. His 7 years back life.
I wanna tell him
when you say you love me, you're just flattering your vanity. But I don't need your practice lines, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something more. When it comes to men like, such a lady killer, always on a winner, thinking that you're in there. Oh boy, you're such a lady killer, super sexy mister, call it what you will. You think you're such a lady killer, I just bet you're still there, posing in the mirror. Hey girls, you're such a lady killer, but we know where it's coming from, and we know the score.
It used to be the fun was in the capture and kill. In another place and time, I did it all for thrills. Love me and I'll leave you. I told you at the start, I had no idea that you would tear my world.
I used to know.
from their 1981 debut record, that is the Go-Go's out of L.A. with the song Lust for Love. And that record is Beauty and the Beat. Yeah, those guys were like, they were the real article. They were punk rock. They were in that whole early Los Angeles, SoCal punk rock scene. Like with bands like The Germs and band like X, you know, Fear, all that kind of thing. And they just worked really hard and they got themselves, of course, a record deal, and they bust out instantly into becoming like huge, like major label rock stars. And the Go-Go's are credited with being the very first all-female group to hit number one on the Billboard charts. Isn't that an interesting fact? And if I'm not mistaken, it's never happened since. So you can see there's still a ways that us girls have to go. Happy International Women's Day. That, of course, the Go-Go's. Before that, we heard something from the British band Lush. I love Lush. That record, Love Life, was released in 1996. We heard the song Lady Killers. It's such a smart song, and it's so funny. Yeah. And then Jail, which is Jennifer Allison Laura Eve, an acronym, with the song Allie, also from a record released on Sub Pop in 96 called So Wound. Those guys were from the Halifax music scene. That's like that whole Halifax pop explosion. After Seattle broke, if you don't know the story, like in the early 90s, kind of late 80s, I guess, with Sub Pop Records, that whole grunge scene, like everybody seemed to want to have the next like Seattle grunge scene, right? The next Seattle. And stuff was happening on the Canadian East Coast, right? Like in Halifax, you had bands like Sloan, Thrush Hermit. You had bands out of New Brunswick, such as, so not far away, Eric's Trip. And Jail rose in that whole scene as, again, all-female band. And love them. Totally love them. And again, another band that inspired me to want to pick up an instrument. As in fact, I actually picked up the Rickenbacker bass. Like I played bass because actually Laura played a Rickenbacker bass, as did what's her face from Eric's Trip. When I say what's her face, I mean what is her name? Oh, it'll come to me. Tara, Rick and Tara. They were a couple. And she ended up forming her own solo thing. But so there you go. It's funny how that works out, right? So let's head on now over back to the Pacific Northwest, close to the Seattle scene, and that is Olympia. And the Riot Girl movement, that whole entire, you know, sort of lesbianic, if you will, pro women's rights, Evergreen College, which is, had a very famous women's studies program. And Bikini Kill and Kathleen Hanna. She's the lead singer, of course. Interestingly enough, who has since married Adam Horovitz of the Beastie Boys. What a couple that is, right? That's a power couple. And so let's listen to perhaps the most famous Bikini Kill song, Rebel Girl. I know you're like, oh, it's so popular. It's the song, but it's so good. So we're going to hear Rebel Girl. And those guys, they were, again, amidst a whole sort of scene of other Riot Girl bands, right? So Kathleen Hanna was kind of like the prime Riot Girl, if you will. There's zines put out, or a zine, and then, like what other bands? Like Slater Kinney kind of came on the heels of that. And I think I'll play us some Slater Kinney as well. But let's just listen to some Rebel Girl here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. My show is called Sam Squanch's Hideaway. And you can always find all of these, my show, all the shows here at CITR on the site, as in the form of podcasts. So go to the CITR.ca site and you can find all the podcasts there. And I will be posting this podcast when I'm done the show. All right. Here's Bikini Kill.
I make a frown, I always wear it upside down. Cause life is carnage, I once was lost, but now I'm floundered. And running late for my funerary date. Burn me later, could you smile while you do it?
I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore.
I was born with a lucky idiot on my door. Put down your last claim to fame for me, boy.
Keep me starving again. Something better starting. Keep me starving again.
Try and walk in this town without a silver spoon and foot in your mouth. You see that way.
Siphoned out the feeling. Can't you act responsibly?
You're the sick pup who created me.
Burn out and fade. I'll convalesce you right into the grave.
I don't care anymore. I don't care anymore.
I don't care anymore.
I don't care anymore. I was born with a lucky idiot on my door.
right. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. And that right there is Slater Kinney from their 1996 record, the title track from Dig Me Out. And of course, those guys were named for the road, Slater Kinney. And it's on I-5 in between Olympia and Seattle, closer to Olympia, just outside of Olympia. And I remembered like driving down that way and being like, oh my God, there's a Slater Kinney exit. That's so cool. Yeah, I'm such a fan. Before that, Speedy Ortiz with one of my favorite songs, Lucky 88, from their record that was released about 5-ish years ago, Twerp Verse. And then we heard Bikini Kill in there before that with Rebel Girl from the album Yeah, 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 / Our Troubled Youth. Now I am going to play us some X-Hex. I love X-Hex. We're going to hear one of my favorite songs from them called Hot and Cold. And I actually got the opportunity to see X-Hex play. I feel like this is like deja vu. I feel like I've already played this combo. We've eaten this combo platter before, and that is I played X-Hex, I think, back-to-back with Speedy Ortiz not long ago. I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself, but I don't know. I've been very, very busy, just a heads up. I feel like I'm always busy. But hey, oh my God, I almost forgot. Amidst all this chaos and nonstop like activities of mine, starting Monday is spring break. Yes. I get 2 weeks off. Well, 2 weeks off my regular job. I'm sure I'll be up at Cypress working some shifts up there, but that's okay. Anyways, enough about me. Let's listen to Mary Timoney. Mary Timoney, excellent guitar player out of Washington, D.C. She's also another pioneer on the indie rock scene with her band Helium. She, you know, that was like when she was really young, like in her 20s. I think we're the same age. I know we're the same age, me and Mary. And we met. I told you there's a photo of me. She was very nice. Ian Savonius, that's right. Ian Savonius is the sort of guest star on this video for Hot and Cold. It's a great video. Check it out. We're going to hear it right now. Yeah, this is a single released in, 2014 already, huh? All right, let's do it. Let's listen to Hot and Cold from X-Hex. Now, X-Hex themselves, aside from Mary Timoney, are a three-piece band. So all girls. Again, this is what this show is about. Today is featuring all female music in tribute to International Women's Day. So 8 more minutes. So this could be our second last song on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Hello. You were a fool to go under the table, and now you know you were unable to pretend you're all alone. And now look what it's done to you. And when you find that you're standing and dancing, and you think that you're having all the fun, but soon you'll realize you're living in a fantasy. So now you're all alone, and you don't really like the way you went away, and now you're living in agony. Do anything you want, always, all the time, and now you know it wasn't worth the time. So now you're all alone, and now it's not a perfect world. And when you think you're more clever than anyone, I think again we knew it all along, but in reality I know you'll never be okay. So now you're all alone, and you don't really like the way you went away, and now you're living in agony. And I'm by your side.
All right, that was the Muffs in there. Rest in peace, Kim Shattuck. She died a few years ago, five years ago, something like that. Sadly of ALS. I'm going to play us one last song quickly before we're out of here on International Women's Day. We're going to hear something from Patti Smith, Dancing Barefoot. That is it, folks. It's been a slice. I'll see you all in 2 weeks. Yes, I will. My show, Sam Squanch's Hideaway, is every second week from 6:30 till 8. I'm an E to B, and it's been, an awesome time. I've really had a nice little night here, even though I'm so busy. I'm always like, got to go all the way to the west side, almost to Wreck Beach. But then, you know what? It's always awesome. The music always really does feed my soul. All right, I'm going to stop talking. Here we got Patti Smith on CITR. CITR. Let me try that again. 101.9 FM Vancouver. Chosen machine. Here I go, and I don't know why.
Among women.